Good day, everyone. Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News Podcast.
Daniel here, and today we are going to talk about an exciting new initiative that is set to boost the aerospace industry in Lancashire.
Yes, the Lancashire Advanced Engineering and Manufacturing Watchtower project is officially up and running, and it's being delivered by the Northwest Aerospace Alliance along with some other partners.
That's right, and it's a 2-year project supported by a very generous £1 million funding.
I see, and this funding is part of the Lancashire County Council's new £12.8 million Lancashire Economic Recovery and Growth Fund.
Exactly, and the goal here is to help the aerospace and advanced manufacturing sector in Lancashire to recover and grow during this challenging time.
That sounds like a significant step forward, Daniel. So, what exactly does the Watchtower project involve?
Well, the project has 5 main elements. First, it's an intelligence function to identify and protect Lancashire's key aerospace assets and businesses.
That makes sense. The second element is a talent retention service to help people who have lost skilled jobs in aerospace to find new work.
Right, and the third is support for businesses to find new contracts that fit their manufacturing capabilities.
I see, and the fourth element is support for businesses to innovate, such as developing new products or new ways of working.
And the fifth element is a campaign to reinforce that Lancashire remains a perfect location for aerospace and advanced manufacturing businesses.
That sounds like a comprehensive approach. And I understand that the official launch event took place recently at Addison Precision Facility in Thornton Cleveleys.
Yes, that's right. Addison Precision is a company with a long history in aerospace and other sectors, and they've been adapting and diversifying during the pandemic.
Mark Verdon, Managing Director of Addison Precision, has some interesting comments about the project.
He said the Watchtower project is an innovative initiative that will help companies access growth opportunities and prosper in the months and years ahead.
That's great to hear. And I think it's important to note that this project is among the first to be approved for funding from the Lancashire Economic Recovery and Growth Fund.
County Councillor Aidy Rigott said the council is pleased to support this vital industry in our county, which employs around 13,000 people.
The economic impact of the pandemic has been significant, with temporary collapses in demand for AEM products and significant numbers of high-value jobs being furloughed or potentially lost.
The Watchtower project is aimed at helping AEM businesses to be competitive, innovative, and financially sound.
And the County Council's financial contribution will support 40 aerospace supply chain SMEs, help safeguard and create 200 jobs, and bring in £30 million worth of revenue into the county.
That's a significant impact, and Prof. Andrew Schofield, chairman of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance, said this is a fantastic opportunity to make Lancashire the most attractive location in the UK.
He believes that businesses, academia and local government can work together to provide the best location for AEM investment.
Dr. David Bailey from Aerospace Consulting said Lancashire is at the heart of the Northwest, with the largest advanced engineering and manufacturing capability in the UK.
He mentioned that the Watchtower programme will look out for companies in the region that need help and support with diversification, innovation and skills.
And JD Davis from Community and Business Partners said the investment focuses on both the people and businesses in Lancashire.
She said the programme will allow them to support with retention, redundancies and recruitment, ensuring they keep their talent within the sector and county.
That's a great point. And for Lancashire businesses interested in participating in the Watchtower programme, they can contact Paula Gill at the Northwest Aerospace Alliance or Dr. David Bailey at Aerospace Consulting.
This sounds like a very promising initiative with a lot of potential for the aerospace industry in Lancashire.
Absolutely, it's a collaborative effort that brings together the best of local industry knowledge and support to help businesses recover and grow.
Thanks for joining us today, Daniel. We've covered a lot about the Watchtower project and its potential impact on the aerospace industry in Lancashire.
You're welcome, Emma. It's been a pleasure discussing this important initiative with you.
And that's all for this episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News Podcast.
Stay tuned for more updates on the aerospace industry in the Northwest, Until next time, take care.